Welcome, delightful humans, to the Nerdist Podcast number 118. Yes, the Nerdist Podcast Live is touring this fall, and tickets are now on sale October 14th at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. Also, October 22nd in Portland, Oregon, at the Aladdin Theater. Nerdist Podcast coming to the PDX. Tickets are on sale now. We also have dates in other cities that we're starting to add, so go to Nerdist.com to find out what those are. I'd also like to thank GoToMeeting as a returning sponsor for the Nerdist Podcast. They are really keeping us in business, and I appreciate that. It's teleconferencing software. These guys have won pretty much every award you could win for teleconferencing software, and it's super simple, it's easy. If you need to hold a meeting online and everyone's working remotely, you get everyone on in seconds. You start your meeting, it's super clean, the UI is really easy to work with, and I highly recommend it. So if you need teleconferencing software, go to gotomeeting.com, get all the meetings you want for one low flat rate, and make sure to enter the promo code Nerdist. And now, let's delve our vampire-like teeth that we all shaved off together when we were goth kids and can't seem to grow them back, because that's not how teeth work, into the Nerdist Podcast hostful episode number 118.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Because it's cold outside.
Cold out.
All right. Hey, are you allowed to talk about your job?
I don't know.
Can I say what it is?
Well, we already said it on our previous podcast.
Yeah, you're writing on the video.
I'm having a blast. I'm with DC Pearson from Derek, and I'm with Sean O'Connor, who's a New York comic that lives out here now.
Great.
He was just on Conan. He's so good. And he's an old buddy of mine. We went on a horrible, horrible tour about 3 or 4 years ago.
I heard you talking about that before.
Yeah, it was one of the worst experiences of my life, and I don't look back on it fondly. And usually everyone's like, it's tough, but, you know, you'll look back on it and laugh. I'm like, no, I look back on it and I get stressed out. but the three of us are having fun writing it. It's just a lot of work, and it's like a lot of, like, you know, politics, interpersonal politics between these celebrities that, like, you know, you find out after the fact.
Oh, that person doesn't want to be, I follow this person. And then everyone's like,
well, it's like, we want this person being a sketch. It's like, oh, well, that person has beef with that person. Okay, well, about this person, well, see, that person doesn't think, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, you know what? I wonder if everyone should just grow the fuck up because they're lucky to have the jobs that they have because
I'm going to get super mad.
Yeah, no,
most of them do not have skills to do anything else. And they are lucky that they make a shitload of money to do what they do, and they should fucking be thanking the heavens or whatever their belief system is every day.
Maybe Jesus.
Yeah, I'll talk about it after it's done. I mean, I would love to go back and have it as a job I can go back to next time.
Yes.
Let's just say that everyone I'm working for is awesome.
Well, and you're working very hard. It was a big thing that you were able to. We're recording two podcasts today. Earlier we had Bryan Cranston, who was awesome.
So cool.
That's going up on Monday. And then how crazy, just part of being in this glass cube at the E building is just we see Rainn Wilson and Phoenix Jones walking by.
The Seattle superhero, Phoenix Jones.
And then they come in and then they sit in on the podcast for a few minutes. I'll put that one up.
So weird.
I'll put that one up next.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, it's so cool. I got some pictures of the three of them too.
Cool.
Like with my camera trying to get around.
Nice. Yeah, such nice guys.
Yeah. Oh, they're
really
awesome.
Nice guys. But I'm going to PAX this weekend.
PAX.
I mean,
people keep on asking me if I'm going to.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing anything in an official capacity, but it's just last year we did Bumbershoot, and that was at the same time as PAX, but it's not this year.
Before, though.
Right, and so I watched Will Wheaton play a D&D game with the guys who run PAX, and then he gave his keynote speech, but I didn't get to see any of the floor. And so this year, I was like, you know what? I have Paul and Storm are going to be up there, I think, Colton and all these people. And so I'm just going to go. I have a weekend off.
You're
just going to go to PAX.
You're taking a vacation?
I'm just taking a nerd vacation. I'm just going up to PAX
in
Seattle.
What does PAX stand for?
Penny Arcade Expo. And there's an East and a West. And the East one's in Boston, I believe, or maybe Philly this year, but it was in Boston.
Cool. Macworld used to be in Boston.
Yep.
Then we booed Bill Gates when he came on and they announced that Internet Explorer would be the browser on Mac, and then we booed. And that was the last year they had it there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking idiot. Why'd you put it in?
Internet fucking Explorer, suck my nuts.
Why you got this yourself. Microsoft queer?
What's wrong with Netscape, you fucking Netscape quiz?
Hey, Elmo.
Did you say Elmo?
Hey, Elmo. Hey, Elmo.
Elmo.
Hey, Elmo. You.
Hey, tickle me. Tickle me.
Right?
Am I fucking right?
So that sounds fun.
So what?
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to say the weather's going to be good in Seattle this weekend. There's going to be a lot of good nerds. I'm going to see a lot of cool indie video game stuff and just try to relax for a couple days. I mean, I still have computer work to do.
Yeah.
But I have absolutely finished the book. The book is done.
Chris has computer work. He's building a gaming machine.
Yeah. I have computer work.
What happens when you write a book is that you write the book and then you turn it in and then a month later they go, okay, explain this better. Make
more
all these edits.
Matt Myra.
So they didn't say that.
Oh,
and
weird.
So
quite the opposite, actually.
I was asked to. They actually just ran a find and replace and just put a space where your name was anywhere in the book.
Better get my check back from that guy.
And the audiobook is just going to be.
like you got sucked in by the crack in the universe. So I had to make a bunch of changes, and then you send those back, and then they send you another round that's even smaller changes, but the book's kind of typeset, so they're like, well, you might be able to change like a few things here and there, but the spacing kind of has to stay the same.
Oh, weird.
And so you make those changes, then they sent me those back to make sure that the 50 odd pages with little changes here and there. So then I had to do another pass where I just had to make sure all those changes were correct, and now it's fucking done.
Congratulations.
Done. Thank you. I feel like I gave birth to a brain baby. Like, it's over.
Yeah.
My brain's vagina is distended. There might have been some sort of a cerebral episiotomy.
Did you
but
save
that's
the
all.
Placenta?
I did.
Did we eat the placenta?
We served it up with a bunch of our picnic friends.
Remember that video?
Yes, I remember the video we showed.
Planted a tree under it.
That's really neat. So you have a book.
I have a book coming out November
1st. You have seen a bit, like, more loose since the completion of it.
That's helped a lot. That's really helped a lot.
Yeah, you haven't said fuck you fatty in like a week.
I've never said that to you, fatty.
Said what?
You're not fat anymore. You're not even fat anymore.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Well,
you're chubbins.
Chubbins. Chubbins sounds like a chimney sweep.
Oh, Chubbins McGillicuddy.
Hi.
Chubbins.
Oh, would you like me to clean out your chimney?
Yeah, yes, Chubbins.
Thank you, sir. I love it when you say my name.
Now, Chubbins, are you going to be able to get in there, what with your problem?
Well, I am made of boners, and so that makes it difficult because they catch me like porcupine spines.
Might be a problem for you, me love, but it ain't a problem for me.
I am much in between the Tuppins.
Tuppins for your boners. I'm Chubbins. Chubbins. I could jam these in 50 quim, I could.
Oh.
Oh, right. Right, sir.
Hello, ladies. I never. Yeah, then they won't run away.
What, you never what?
Well, you should. What's the Groucho Marx? I never. Well, you should. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Or what is the one about that was the laughing one? Do you believe in the hereafter? Then you know what I'm hereafter. Suck it to me.
I used to watch Flip Wilson. I didn't get it.
I can't remember where this came up in my life, but I went to Bangkok and do that.
That's just the punchline of it.
Yeah, I don't remember. Just something. I think it's something me and my friends would say. Like, I went to Bangkok and did that. Some dumb joke.
Hey, how exciting was it that Myra got asked to be on Doug Loves Movies?
A solo appearance without the appendages,
which was fun. It was you and Nick and Zach and Nick Swardson and Galifianakis and
Mark Maron.
Yeah,
it's great.
Good lineup.
Did you hold your own?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Twitter says I had the two best lines. Whatever.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Cool.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
So proud of you. You won, too.
Yeah, I did.
What were the two best lines?
I don't remember.
God damn it.
Like, I don't know what he's referring to. Whatever. I don't know.
Well,
I'm sure they
that
were.
That settles that.
I'm sure they were. Hilarious.
Sure they were. Memorable, memorable lines.
That you can't seem
don't
to recall.
Know. Yeah.
I put up the pilot online.
And all of the comments on the Nerdist site where it got reblogged have been incredibly positive.
They have been. There was a couple of negative Nellies, which I tried to respond to.
Maybe if the you rapper hadn't Nelly shaved, it would have got picked up.
Yeah.
That was me.
There was there's one guy that like we made a couple of comments on, you know, racist video games and stuff like that. And then they said, then you make one comment that's a generalization of an entire region of the country. And it's because we had a bit where Johnny Pemberton's messing with people on Xbox Live, and it's all these like homophobic guys yelling at Johnny Pemberton.
Yeah.
And then I said, thanks, Johnny, and thank you, the South, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, because all the dudes that we recorded were all had Southern accents.
Well, listen, and I get shit for this too. I make fun of the South all the time, but for me, it's because I do love the South. Yeah. For I mean, I think the South is a wonderful place. And what I try to explain to people on Twitter, when they say to me, like, a lot of hate for the South, and I write back and I go, you do know this is a comedy podcast, right?
Yeah.
And in comedy, you make generalizations because you have to compartmentalize things to sort of laugh at them.
Yeah.
And so I was like, guys, this is a comedy show, not a fucking lecture series.
Yeah.
I don't really hate the South. Oh, I love the South.
I didn't sign up for this.
It's
a lecture series.
Oh, man, that was really good Foley work Jonah. By the way, someone came up with a nickname for you. They were like, so if Matt's Myra Bowie, is Jonah the Joke Man?
I loved it.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Jonah the Joke Man, do it. Hashtag.
I was really pushing for Vajona.
Vajona's good. I like that.
Hashtag. I was really pushing for Vajona.
Yeah, those are both very good.
But congratulations on I know the pilot didn't get picked up, but it's kind of fun that we live in an age where you can just put it up and people get to see it.
I put it up, and that's what feels good, because, there was so many awesome people that worked on it, and I was just like, I don't want it to just sit here. I'm just going to put it up. And then, the best is everyone's like, you know what you should do is you should do this as a web show, or you should do this as a weekly, podcast. And I try to let those people know that I have no interest in doing a web show. I've done a lot. I've done a lot of web shows, and,
but this one's different. It'll be on the internet.
Yes, exactly. I'm more interested in, doing television.
Well, I want you to be on an intraweb show, which is basically just within
our network
company. This network.
Just
so
within, for just. Yeah. Just the three of us.
Yep. Actually, I have a LAN party you can totally come to.
Also, a lot of people say, why don't you pitch it to G4? And it's because it's a combination of all three G4 shows. So,
yeah.
You know, there's no real room for it there. Yeah.
Guys, I could cut your budgets down. You could just mash all these. You'd only have to pay one person.
Here's every show you have. We'll show Cost and Cheaters at the very end for a moment of zen. And
Attack
we'll
of the X-Soup.
X-Soup.
Oh, I'll watch that.
There is a triple X-Soup.
Oh.
There was on the Playboy Channel. I think there's one. There's so many fucking soup show type shows. It's great. MTV's got one, and Funny or Die has one. And
MTV oh my god! Wait, Funny or Die has one?
I think Funny or Die has
one. No, Scott Gardner did the Clip Cup. It was like a parody.
Oh, was it? I thought it was like they were doing like a series.
No, they're kind of making fun.
I heard it was really fucking funny though.
It was just this guy going dip dip, dip, dip. And he's like, oh, it looks like a like it was really spot on. And I think I think they teased. Tosh a lot. I think they teased us a lot with our the web soup a lot with
good
with our long segment intros.
Yes, yes.
And I think because he keeps on that means it's time for and it was like burn digger digger
digger. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so flattered.
And I don't know everything seemed pretty spot on. I mean that guy Scott Gardner is great, but
that's fantastic.
But yeah. And have you seen the new one, the new web clip show? For MTV?
I know they've been working on it for a long time.
Rob Dyrdek?
Thanks for the $800.
It's
Rob.
It's him on a giant
laptop.
Ew.
Pointing out stuff. And he talks in an interview.
But our spin's gonna be... Dot, dot, dot.
He's like, his whole thing is it's just about friends sitting around and watching the videos like you would at home. And he talks about how there's it's not about writing, no writing. It's all riffing and stuff like that. But he had a few rounds of writers on that show, so I can't imagine where.
Well,
I can't wait to see what kind of fat jokes they come up with for me.
I don't fault people for just wanting to work and put stuff in the world. I mean, we on our show, I don't know. I never, when people say how's your show different from The Soup or like Tosh? I'm like, well, it's not really. It's just that it's me and we make nerdy jokes. I don't know. It's not.
How's Channel 4 news different from Channel 2?
Well, that's the thing.
I feel like I'm pretty aware of how, you know, like what we are, what that show is.
What's the difference between, you know, The Tonight Show and The Late Show? Well, Leno and Letterman.
That's it.
Yeah. That's the difference. If they switched.
Do we get to be Letterman in that scenario?
Yes, okay. We are Letterman.
Because we're not as highly rated.
Yes. Yes. And very angry about it. But yeah, my pilot's online if you want to go. It's on YouTube.
Jonah's Arcade.
It's on my blog, jonahray.com. I just want everyone to see it.
That's fantastic.
I broke my arm for the fucking thing. So.
And yes, that is me laughing a lot.
Everyone's like, is that Myra's laughing there?
And don't give Jonah shit for shaving. He didn't want to. Comedy Central made him shave.
Give shit to Comedy Central. Everyone was like, fuck it. Like at Comedy Central.
Oh,
like on
no,
Twitter.
No.
And I was like, hey, they're the reason that I even got to make it in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, and the way things work is, you know, they'll make, you know, 10 or 20 pilots a year and only pick up a couple. Like, it's just how it works. So.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's no fault to them.
It's not their fault. No, it's not their fault. They're just a company and they're doing a job. And so you can't fault them for
that. Look at all of us being so zen.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel pretty zen about stuff. We have live shows. We're going to, I wanted to, as you know, I've been touring as a stand-up for quite a few years. and so I thought it would be fun because whenever I go do live shows, people say, oh, I wish Matt and Jonah could come.
Sorry. That's like every time I get an email, someone asks me to be on their podcast. I'm like, are you about to ask if Chris can also be on the podcast?
Well, they'd love. I think it's great because people who are coming out to shows enjoy the podcast. And so I thought I would experiment this fall with seeing, will people come out and see us as a podcast live? So these shows that we're going to go do on the road will basically be, you know, Matt will open up with like 7 minutes of stand-up. You'll do like 15. I'll probably do like a half hour or so. And then we'll do a roundtable podcast. And if we're in a city where we can wrangle a guest, then we'll have a guest. Like our show in New York.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I'll ask.
I've tweeted.
October 14th at the Gramercy Theater, we're coming. And there's a 10:30 show, but it's approaching sold out already. So we'll add another show. If that happens.
In my head, I was like, 10:30, I could probably get a couple sets in before we do the show.
Well, if we add a show, we'll add an earlier show. We'll add an 8 o'clock
show. New York, I could do a couple afterwards.
Yeah. So, you can get details for that at Nerdist.com. And then I'll also, Portland, October 22nd is another one that we're going to do at the Aladdin, which is a fucking cool ass theater. So tickets are on sale for that too. Again, the link is at Nerdist.com. So please come to those shows. Because if those do well, then that means the way it works is the promoters will go, oh, this thing that I wasn't really aware of is actually selling tickets. So now we can start booking them all over the place.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean,
you can finally get your show, Austin. Stop it.
And they already got their show. if they could afford those.
They got
badges.
John Oliver.
I think those shows will be fun. I do wonder, though, if me and Matt are staying in the same hotel room.
Do you want it? Do you guys? Are you saying you want a room together? Because I can totally hook that up.
No. If it's
that sounded like what yours. No, it's not at all. I want to make you happy. One king size bed.
I see what you're doing.
One king size bed for two king size nerds.
I see what you're doing.
Stay out of the mini bar. I'm gonna tell them not to give you guys a mini bar.
Fuck.
I'm gonna put you on lockdown.
Yeah.
We'll lock you in. You'll have some water.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys can share a shower.
What did you say, Big C?
So I'd love to come in. This idea of coming in and seeing you guys just in the bathtub, not in a sexual way, but just
submarines.
just like toy submarines and ducks and like
and just having a normal conversation.
Yeah,
yeah. I think the show tonight is gonna be really good. Can you pass me the duck?
Yeah, yeah. Did you just shit in your hand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris is I think nailing it lately. So I think it's gonna be really good.
That would be awesome. That would be
should I drop the funeral home stuff? I don't know.
Going over your sets. What do you think of this?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to them a lot.
They're going to be fun, and I think what you'll find, you know, going on the road and doing that. I mean, you did a bit in Austin, but the people who come out to the shows are so nice. Like, people are so supportive.
I think we got a taste of that in Montreal.
And I feel
Tyler and the boys.
Yeah.
It's just nice. It's just nice because I can't imagine what it would be like to have a comedy act that maybe wasn't close to what your actual persona was, but just an act that did well that spoke to a certain group of people, but those people were douchebags and you hated your audience and you never wanted to see them. Like, I love, I will, I go out after every show. We'll go out and say hi to people and hug them and high five them and take pictures and you know, sign boobs and foreheads.
Maybe I'll bring up the rest of my Matt Myra Genius business cards I have left over.
Oh, and sign your genius cards.
That's pretty cool.
That's all I can do with them.
Well, hang on to those just in case. I'm kidding.
Saw your package today, bro.
Gadgetpron was really fun with you. We did our first Gadgetpron today with Matthew, and it was really great.
That was good.
You did a nice job.
Well, I mean, thank you. Chris, obviously, I can't remember Chris's last name because of the J. Do you remember Chris's last name?
Oh, Halandoni.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a silent J.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, he's been great showing me the ropes, and look forward to it. Wait, next week, the Olympus EP L3.
Wait, it starts with the J? It's not a silent J, then. He said Halandoni.
It starts with a
hey. It starts with a H. Soft J, sorry.
Soft J.
Soft J.
Soft Jesus.
That's what they used to call me in high school.
Soft J. Hey.
We have so many good nicknames for you now.
Soft J.
No, I like all of them.
Vagina and Soft J and Jonah the Joke Man.
All of them, I like them.
They're all...
I love Myra
playing
more.
A very strategic game here because people are only going to make those stick if you don't like them. And now,
I feel like
you're lying that you do not like them. So,
but Jonah, that's fucking it rolls off the mouth. It's awesome.
Always rolls off the mouth.
Soft J,
Soft J, like soft cell. That's a fucking great band.
Rolls off the mouth sounds so like wienery. Like just rolls off the mouth.
Rolls off the mouth. Right back in.
I hope the cleaners aren't stealing any of my stuff on my desk right now.
Yeah, you have to actually be careful about that.
Yes.
That's why you get a locker.
There was an employee here who stuff was getting stolen from his desk. Uh-huh. And so he set up a little web surveillance cam and got in trouble with human resources.
Wait.
And he was like, but my stuff is disappearing. And they're like, lock it up. So just so you know, it's not okay to do that.
Wow.
Which you would think, really? I'm the one who's being fucking robbed. Like, I can't, but they don't. They're not a fan, so just know that you can't do that.
Hope that's
just lock everything in a cage, lock everything in a drawer.
It's in my my bag's out, but the other stuff's in.
We'll zip it back up.
I don't understand.
Oh, fuck yeah. FYF Fest.
Very excited about that. That's going to be great.
Did you see who I got?
No.
Emo Phillips is going to be on the comedy show.
Emo!
Yeah, I've been trying so hard to get him, and I was able to nab thanks to the help of Jim Hamilton, who is also on the show. It's a fucking insanely awesome lineup of comics and bands. Three shows throughout the day, September 3rd.
My nephew said, I want to make a wish, I want to make a wish. So I picked him up and spun around, and he went, wish, wish, to teach him the danger of homophones. That's a joke from the 80s.
Probably.
That is a joke from the 80s. When everyone else was doing what's the deal with sock hangers,
seriously,
Emo Phillips was making homophone jokes. I know, they're tiny. Who has tiny closets for those? On the Gadgetpron tip, so Fuck Yeah Fest is the Labor Day weekend.
Saturday. So it's like not this coming weekend, the weekend after that. And it's going to be awesome. You're going to be there.
I'll be there.
Mark Maron's going to be there. John Doerr, Jim Hamilton, Natasha Leggero, Emo Phillips. Me and Kumail will be hosting every show.
Holy shit, dude, this is going to be
Who else we got? We got Jocelyn Hughes. We got we got all kinds of people on the show. It's going to be great. Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about I want to start sharing things with people that I get to mess around with from time to time. Like little recommendations for things.
Oh.
Techcommendations.
Techcommendations.
No, I'm not gonna. Techcommendations is not a thing. So don't get mad. It's not gonna be like Quemens. It's not yet. It isn't.
It's a techcommendation.
It's not a techcommendation.
Thing. Here's a thing. Let's
the word
you
techcommendation.
Made it a thing, Jonah.
The word techcommendation makes me want to punch a baby. So don't fucking. Oh, I'm not gonna use it ever
don't
again.
Punch babies.
Techcommendations.
No, they're not. Extreme, but
to the extreme.
Recommendation.
Yep, I didn't think you could make that word more annoying, but you did. You just figured it out.
Good times. So, Chris, what's your tech recommendation this week?
It's
so dumb.
It's really an awful word.
Yeah, I'm sorry you thought of it.
There are some things that I really wish that I could take back.
Yeah, and is that one of them?
And that would be one of those things. But anyway, so full disclosure, the Jawbone, the company that makes Bluetooth headsets, sent me a Jambox.
No, you were telling me about this the other day.
Yes, they sent me a Jambox, and I'm in a nice position where people send me stuff, and you know, if I don't like stuff, I just don't talk about it.
People send me stuff too. I just have to send it back after 2 weeks.
Yes, you do have to send it back now, but you don't just get to keep that stuff. But anyway, they sent this and said, "Hey, try it out." And it's the fucking best little speaker it's a Bluetooth speaker. And it's,
you realize now that you've said that they've given you one, I don't know that we can actually review it on GadgetPron.
Why?
You know, morality clauses I have.
No. It's not. It's not. Listen, I'm not.
Segment.
Here's the thing. I'm not saying that I like it because they sent it to me. I'm saying I like it because I actually like
you
it.
You can't like things, Chris.
But it's super portable, and it has like a rubber casing on it. So I've dropped it and it's fine. But it has the best sound of any portable speaker because I travel so much that I like having a portable speaker to, you know, like when I'm getting ready, you know.
Yeah, it's nice to have music just playing so you don't feel so lonely.
In the show, exactly. So it makes it, because I lead a very lonely existence. And so, it connects via Bluetooth, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it sounds rad.
But it's the only thing, my only complaint about it is I started the Apple Store for like $200. I wish it would come down to like $125.
Whoa, if it were that's a huge.
$125, $150, I feel like, but I mean, It's great. If you have the money, it's great. But I just wish it were a little less expensive.
Yeah.
Because not everyone's going to get sent one like I was.
Yeah.
And I'm very fortunate in that manner. And I appreciate it. I really do. But I would not say that I liked it if I didn't. I would just never mention it or send it back. But I really like it.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Send us stuff. Everybody send us stuff.
You can send it to Meltdown. We can get it there. Just put attention, Matt Myra.
People can send you stuff here at G4 now, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't want to mix business and pleasure.
is that really pleasure?
I hope so.
Is that really fucking pleasure?
Oh, look at all these pictures of tits. Thanks, guys.
Who saw Fright Night?
I haven't seen it yet.
I saw Fright Night.
We saw it at a midnight showing. It was great.
Yeah. You loved it, huh?
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I really want to see it.
I talked about it on Doug Love Movies, but I will say it
again. I'll go see it this weekend in Seattle.
See it.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously,
I'll go see it this weekend
the 3D,
in Seattle.
Actually, I got to tell you, the 3D was the least annoying 3D experience
I've
ever
had. Thanks for telling me.
I can still do without 3D. Kumail loves 3D. You got 3D TV. Irritates me every time he talks about it, too. And it's also funny. I don't think they listen to the podcast. That's fine. But every time he starts talking about it, his wife, Emily, just kind of gets quiet. And just like, I don't think she likes it as much.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's like, oh, it's awesome. And he's telling everybody about it. She's like, I think it gives her a headache.
All right, so I'm going to see Fright Night this weekend.
Yeah, I do.
I discovered a great Twitter app that I love. Merlin Mann told me about it. It's called Tweetbot, and it's fucking awesome.
Techamendation.
Wait, it's a Twitter?
Shut the fuck up. It's a Twitter app for your iPhone.
But I thought they were getting rid of all Twitter applications because just for the company Twitter to make their own.
Well, Tweetbot has one, and it's awesome.
Okay.
And I like it. And their website is tapbots.com. And the other app, and I bought this app. They didn't send it to me. Send it to me?
they could send it to you electronically.
Yes, they could, in an electronic mail, if you will.
Electronic M.
They also have an amazing app called PasteBots. And PasteBots, when it's running, will capture your last, like, 200 clipboard, like, copies. So anytime you copy something, it'll capture it and throw it into TapBots, and you can merge documents or email them to yourself, you know, email
that's
all your copies. Cool. Or it's fucking genius. It's
cool.
Genius. It's a genius app.
I like it.
Yeah. So that's it. That's at TapBots.
Well,
we're recommending apps. I've been enjoying Zombie Gunship on the iPad quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. I keep hearing about that.
I liked it.
Benny Rutherford said he's been...
All right.
He's like, I killed 4,000 zombies earlier, but I didn't play the game yet.
900, that was as high as he got.
900, oh, okay.
I've been trying the Hulu Plus on Xbox Live, and I don't think it's worth it.
I agree.
Nope.
No, it's just not enough. It's not enough stuff. I mean, I love being able... I don't have cable, so like it kind of... That was my whole thing. I was going to see if it would be worth it not getting cable and just kind of going between Netflix and Hulu Plus.
And cable's kind of worth it.
The cable's worth it. It's,
when's your cable got coming?
No, not for a while. Maybe I'll wait for another job.
as soon as Nerdist gets picked up.
I don't think it's worth it. I mean, it's very nice to be able to watch, like, you know, like the Fallon show, which I've never really watched too much, you know, too closely. But all the episodes that me and D watch, we fucking love. Mm-hmm. It's a great show.
Yeah, yeah. He's really built a pretty fucking substantial variety show.
It's just fucking fun and cool and, like, you know, he's like just... Yeah, no. Yeah, I just like, yeah, the interviews are always whatever, but like all the games and all the, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. Fallon and Ferguson do it so right. It's like they both, their shows are both so uniquely them, and they have fun with the format, and they fuck around with it, and they're nice guys, and they don't, you know, like they respect each other, and it's just, hey, this is nice. It's just how it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone made from our last hostful, we made the joke about the fats of pie.
Yes,
a guy yeah. actually made the Fats of Pie song. He just with a keyboard, he sang the Fats of Pie and wrote a little parody. And if I can dig it up, I'll tack it at the end of this podcast.
Oh,
the Fats of Pie.
You fans are the best.
They really are. They make fun stuff.
They do. Did you see the latest Jackie Dan animation?
I haven't seen the latest one.
It's looking good.
Oh, it's been looking great.
He's busy, though. He's,
he's working, he has a job.
He has a job. So.
Yeah, he has a day job.
Yeah, so.
And so he can't. He devotes time to it when he can.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I understand that.
Yeah, you sure do, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You understand the shit out of that. I'm very concerned about something that's going on. I'm very insane about my credit. Because I had bad credit when I was younger, and so now I'm.
I have terrible credit.
Now I'm insane about it, so it's perfect, and I have a monitoring.
Are you in the eights?
Maybe.
Wow.
If not, it's close. If not, it's close. And so I have a monitoring service that, you know, tells me if there's any activity going on in my account. So there was an inquiry. The way credit works is really crazy. Like,
yeah,
there's these
sucks.
Crazy algorithms. First of all, they're private companies that control your destiny in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, I understand. I mean, in a broad sense, the system works. They, you know, they tell who's paying what, you know, who's paying bills and who's defaulting on things. But they have very specific algorithms for how they give you your credit score, and they won't tell you what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So. They're a private company. They don't tell you how the credit scoring works, but you have a vague idea. There are some things that are understood. Like if you have a lot of times, if you have different a lot of different addresses, that will lower your score because people think. But different addresses can be someone saying, "Oh, Jonah Ray lives at 425 Main Street, number one." But then another company will list apartment one.
Yep.
And so then you have two addresses, even though they're technically the same. So you have to go onto your credit report and request that they pull one of them off. Like you have to do that work, which is fine. I don't mind doing a little work. But whenever you apply for credit, an inquiry goes on your credit report, and the inquiries last for 2 years. And so, why are you laughing at the lady who just walked by?
That was the lady?
In unison.
Sorry. Oh, if she listens.
So
or he listens.
You're not...
I feel horrible.
You mean you're not floored by my breakdown of the credit repair industry?
No, that was just so distracting.
Every time you apply for credit, you get an inquiry on your credit report that lasts for 2 years before it drops off. And so... someone through Wells Fargo Bank put an inquiry on my credit report.
What is this, a fan?
I did not do that has my social security number that I did not do. So the credit reporting agency says, well, you have to call the bank and you have to straighten it out with them. So I call Wells Fargo, who was fucking entirely unhelpful. They're like, well, what department? And I go, well, I don't know. I didn't apply for this. It just says Wells Fargo on the credit report, and they're like, we can't help you. So then you go back to the credit bureau, and they're like, well, we can't help you because it's the bank. And I'm like, guys, this is my fucking credit report, and someone is trying to steal my identity, and both of you are fucking cocks because neither one of you will help me.
Yeah.
And there's almost nothing I can do about it. And this is the kind of shitty trap that you fall through the cracks, you know, with this sort of imperfect system.
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, I don't want to pay back my school loans and then they're fucking me for it. I mean, come on.
I'm very disappointed that, I mean, I don't have any accounts at Wells Fargo, and I will never have an account at Wells Fargo now because it's infuriating to me that as a consumer, there's some crazy shit going on and they won't take any responsibility for it or help me in any way. They're like, well, our computer systems are different. I'm like, well, it's fucking 2011.
Well, I guess I'm not giving you that Wells Fargo credit card I got you.
Please don't.
Wait a
fucking
minute.
Shred it. Shred it. Shove it in your ass and then shred it so Ooh. It's lubricated with shit.
Thank you.
Because
shove it in your ass, eat a bunch of glass and razor blades, wait till you shit out that glass and razor blades, and then it will shred the fucking credit card that come when it's
and
coming
then,
out of your ass.
And then come on my chest. What?
Wait, mm-hmm. no, that actually that was a weird bonus part.
Yeah.
Bonus yeah. part.
A little whipped cream.
Bonus part.
Yeah, so I'm very disappointed that someone can just...
My credit's fucked up.
Well, you can fix some
I'm
of
trying.
It.
I'm trying.
I've been working on mine. It's been a slow fucking crawl. Yeah. But
it's slow. It takes time, but you can... My advice to you is when you get your credit report, you can challenge everything.
Challenge.
A lot of things... are going to come back and say we have actually verified this and this is true. But sometimes what will happen is if you can prove that you were not 30 days late on something, sometimes companies will report you when you're like 29. And if you can prove that your check cleared before that 30th day or that the money cleared, that you can get them to take that off. Companies can remove anything they want from your credit report, but most of them will not.
This is stressing me out.
And so basically stuff will fall off anywhere between 5 and 7 years, but you can. I had the worst credit in the world back when I used to drink. I didn't give a shit about anything, and now it's perfect. And so that's why I'm so anal about it. And I'm
how bad? What was your score?
Oh, it was
did you even know then?
I mean, it probably was in the 400 or 500s. I mean, it was low. It was really low, but you know, if you and here's the other fucked up thing about it is that you so let's say you have a credit card and you don't use it.
I don't.
That actually works against you.
Yeah.
They look at your credit history length. How long have you had credit? And they like to see that you're responsible to use your credit. So if you have like a card with $1,000 limit, keep like $100 balance on it and pay it every month so that you start proving that you can handle credit, but never go 50% higher in debt than your total credit because that will work incredibly against you.
Yeah, you'll drop like 50 points.
50%.
Right. Yeah. So like, if you have $5,000 of credit total,
okay.
Don't be in debt for more than $2,500.
Oh, I total. See. Don't owe more than
don't be more than 50% in
what
debt.
What do they do? Do they weigh school loans differently? Because, like, let's say I have $90,000 of school loans.
Well, that's that on that credit limit, like that. That's a certain credit limit that mm-hmm. that you have, and are you paying it down every month?
Who are you?
I think he will now that problem? He has a normal job.
I don't wonder. This is weird.
Pay your bills on time. Yeah. Just pay your bills on time.
No, I mean they're half gone. I have half left, but yeah, I've defaulted on a lot of them.
Good for you.
Not anymore.
Oh, good for you again.
You know, whatever. I tried the forbearance thing. It's hard.
Boy, that was a tough fucking. That was a hard lesson for me to learn. Was the goddamn credit shit?
We've just bummed out our entire audience. I'm sure because
I'm bummed out.
No, you shouldn't be bummed out because at least in most cases, there are things you can do. Of course, not if you're me and someone's trying to steal your identity and Wells Fargo won't help you. but still.
You hear that, Wells Fargo? You're like that beard guy.
It's they're literally...
Tweet at them.
They're the kind of phone calls where you get off the phone and they're like, we can't do anything. You're like, but I didn't do this.
Yeah,
you understand, yeah. I'm the victim in this situation. 100%. 100%.
We've also found that you're obsolete. Obsolete.
What?
Obsolete.
Give me back my wife.
Do you want to do a couple of quimmins?
It's a time for... It's not a tech recommendation or what's making Chris angry.
Or a tweet. What was it?
Or 10 angry tweets. No, it's a quement. Questions that are comments. Quement. A question then a comment.
We mashed up those two words to make a word that makes people
quement.
Angry.
It's a question and a comment. Quement.
We'll stop. Singing that I couldn't
guys,
get through
seriously.
That part.
Will seriously,
you,
guys,
at
stop.
At 42:44, I couldn't. I had to turn this off.
42 minutes
here's
into
our
the
first
free entertainment.
Here's our first Quemen. Guys, never sing that Quemen song again. That was fucking fast.
That's weird. Well, that's just a gimme right there.
Yeah.
This is from Gabby A. on the nerdist.com/Quements message board.
Quemments.
Yep. Okay, I can't let this holodeck thing go. So follow-up questions for Matt to hopefully be answered on the next podcast.
Go ahead.
Given that any food I eat in a holodeck disappears from my stomach when I leave it, what happens if I eat something and stay in the holodeck for a few hours? Does the food get metabolized? And then if I leave, does it decouple from my body's chemistry in some sort of twisted, sick experiment? Or if I eat something in the holodeck, does it stay lodged in my stomach and intestines, not interacting with my body in any way, causing the most uncomfortable constipation known to man that suddenly is cleared when I exit? Okay, now, before you answer that...
The replicator actually makes the food in
there
the holodeck.
There you go. That was the next comment from John. I have to shoot a hole in the holodeck diet scheme. The holodeck uses replicator technology to produce food and other matter on the holodeck. So while the holodeck consuming your favorite junk food is no different than eating something made with one of the ship's standard food replicators, you will gain weight.
You won't gain weight because all of the food in that comes out of the replicator is nutritionally balanced, regardless of taste.
The X factor that we didn't really think about.
Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, you know, that's just true. That's
so they have nutritionally balanced.
There aren't fat people. They have nutrition. They have
no. They don't have that because it's a television show.
No. It's a real thing, and we've just been lucky enough to see it.
So if I eat a funnel cake on the holodeck, it's not going to make me fat because it's basically
right.
got
Sometimes
vitamins.
Sometimes you can cook with real food, which, you know, Riker has done. He cooked some omelets for some folks in season two. You know, you can get some real food. You can cook it up. Sure. It's just like synthahol.
Okay.
Taste and effects, but wears off quickly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
I tweeted a joke the other day on Twitter. This is why I love Dana D'Armond.
10 angry tweets.
This is not angry. But I tweeted something dumb on the other day where I was in the San Francisco airport at SFO, and I said, I'm tempted to just wash my dick in the sink so I can run it through the Dyson Airblade.
I think
the Dyson Glory Blade would be fucking awesome.
Right? Yeah.
I said penis, and then Dana D'Armond, adult film star, said, "Oh, do you have to use the word penis? It kind of shatters that Big Brother image I have of you." And I wrote back, and I was like, you're the same girl who tweets photos of, like, cum omelets all over your stomach.
Oh.
And I said penis, and that's the...
She's a weird one.
But in the most
Mr.
lovable
Grinch.
Way. Most lovable way.
I was like... Sorry.
What happened?
No, I was totally thinking
it was
of something.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know what... I was thinking about the Dyson Airblades, and now I'm fucking
Never
completely
Never seen
blind.
That in it's real life. Awesome.
Yeah.
It almost looked like you just, it almost, you know what it just looked like? It looks like you're Scapacula and you just quantum leaped into a body and you're like, what? Yeah. I need a mirror.
All right. I'm with
Ziggy
two guys.
Says you got 6 minutes to stop Matt from killing Chris.
Oh, Sam, there's a 92% chance that you've come down here to sabotage the Nerdist podcast.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I had a fun, this is like, I never really like to brag about any of my tweets, and this is a pretty bad one, but, Marin tweeted today. He's like, "Hey, I'm in downtown Cleveland. I'm in downtown Cleveland. Any recommendations for some good coffee?" And I said, "You should check out Brew Carey's."
And then
I got a text. I got a text from Kyle Canango and Brew Carey's. Fuck you.
In other words, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, probably.
Brew Carey's. Fuck you.
That's really funny.
Here's one from Nerd Acolyte of Texas. Hello, Big C, Meyer Bowie, and Luau Boy.
All right.
Which is my contribution to the nickname Jonah efforts, based solely on how much you will hate it. Now, here's the thing. I am born and raised in Hawaii. Luau is a very fun, popular thing to do.
You don't
Luau
like
Boy
that
is
name.
Actually pretty rad. I like Luau.
You don't
Boy.
Like that name.
Oh, why not? If I can, it's a part of my heritage, it's part of my upbringing. I went to luau's all the time. I had a baby luau. You know, that's what you do.
I want to call you Jehona Polly. Like this is sort of a Hawaiianization of your name.
Oh yeah. Well, the Polly, you know, that's like the peak of a mountain, and that's like a very strong thing. It's a very mighty thing to
this
embrace.
Is more entertaining than him having a nickname is explaining why he likes all of them.
He's playing the game correctly.
Yeah, no, he is.
That's
I
what he's
love
doing. He's
Myra
playing
Bowie.
The game correctly. No, it's too late. Everyone knows you
no,
hate
no,
it.
I love it.
Nope, they know you hate it.
Wait till we tour.
Which one? Myra Bowie? What? I love how Myra Bowie caught on. I love it. It really, every time I see someone, I get so excited. I don't take much pride. I don't take a lot of pride. And like out of all the things I've done a lot of things in comedy.
Jesus Christ.
It's like my favorite thing.
You fucktard. It's a little behind the curtain right there. Sorry, everybody.
Hey, guys, we're on stage right now. It just devolved into fucktard. Matt just turned bright red.
Oh, you know what?
Fucktard.
But fucktard is a great name because it's has a swear in it. So I would rightly so be able. I would, you know, with pride embrace fucktard if that were to be.
Ray, I love you.
Oh, that's fantastic. We actually got a handwritten Clement. Someone sent a fan letter. And
dearest, please, like, it has to be like in like very nice handwriting.
It is. Look at that.
Oh, it is. Isn't it?
Gorgeous handwriting.
So
Chris
read it as such.
A harpsichord playing.
Well, no, I mean, I don't want to. It's like it's just going to sound like I'm slobbering over our own knobs. It's a very nice letter about how this girl appreciates the show. But I just want to say thanks to Melissa Hills, who spent the time to sit down and write a letter with her hands and paper in the physical world.
That's really cool. And if you want to make us mixtapes,
we call it. Yeah, mixtapes. Oh, it's funny you say mixtapes because another comment from Roger Stafford is Matt's favorite movie is High Fidelity. Is that
correct?
True?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jonah's favorite movie is MST3K.
Actually, it's one of my favorite movies. My favorite movie is Ed Wood.
Ed Wood. Okay. Yeah. But Chris, what is your favorite movie? The World is Dying to Know. I think they're okay not knowing, but I think it's probably Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
It's a great choice.
Yeah.
I think it might be Groundhog Day.
You can pop it on at any given time and watch the whole thing.
Yep.
You, if it's on TV, you stop and you watch the whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, there were I had sort of a cadre of films that sort of defined my young comedy mind, and they were they were like stand up movies like Richard Pryor, Live on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah. Hope I'm Funny.
It was Caddyshack, The Jerk, Fletch, Ghostbusters, Back to the Future. What else am I missing? Better Off Dead.
Yeah. Certainly a sight to behold.
No one would get the Howard Cosell thing anymore.
Lane Myers.
I had lunch the other day with Dan Schneider, who plays Ricky. Dan is awesome. We worked together years ago. I did a sitcom that he produced, and Dan is the one who's created all of Nickelodeon's like biggest live action shows. Like he created all that and the Amanda Bynes show, iCarly, Victorious.
So does he wipe his ass with money or what?
He could wipe his ass. Yeah. He could wipe his ass with money. And he's awesome. And he's definitely going to come on the podcast.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
I want to fucking ask him about Head of the Class.
Oh, he'll talk about Head of the Class.
Remember that? That it was a season premiere, maybe like third season in. Like he comes in, and he's wearing this big puffy jacket. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
you're going on that diet.
I ruined it for everyone.
Yeah. All right.
I ruined that third season premiere of Head of the Class.
Spoiler
or
alert.
Or just you know, you stepped over the whole reveal of how I was going to explain it.
I'm so sorry.
There was like that one time in Head of the Class. Head of the Class.
When I wanted to, you know, I still kind of do want to write sitcoms.
You want to write a sitcom?
And the book that I got, there was a guy who wrote for Head of the Class, and like that was the sample script, and there was Head of the Class.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Here's a interesting.
Probably why I'm not.
But what about
sitcoms.
Him?
What about Dan?
Yeah.
Oh, just that he was in Better Off Dead.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite letters. I'm not going to read the letter.
Oh, but what?
It's really sweet. She just says a lot of nice things about the show, and
what about me?
Yes. Positive energy generated by you, Matt Myra, and Jonah Ray.
Right,
well, you know, fucktard comments
aside. Positive energy.
Yep. Very positive. During an episode is an encouragement to creativity. It's just very nice. It's a very, very, very nice letter.
Good. Hey, Ukulele Joe.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they're trying to get that to catch on. Dawn said that. Sorry. That is also an amazing
instrument. I love ukuleles.
Yeah, it's great.
I think jukulele would be a great, if you were Jewish and you played the ukulele,
would be really good. I like that.
Borderline offensive.
Yeah.
Not really. Just if you're Jewish, you're a Jew. That's not a judgment.
No, you're
call.
Not.
All right.
You're a chosen person.
Careful what you say.
This is from Evan Ashby. I had a vivid dream involving Chris, and with that opening, I will recant my visions. I was a broken down. I was in a broken down house when my dad, in parentheses Chris, arrived.
So is the house pulled off the highway?
It's broken down. Yeah. It's like, oh, the hood's open. Can you give me a jump from this house?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was in a broken down house. I think it means dilapidated.
Oh, okay.
Not unlike the Elm Street house.
Not as scary as broke down palace.
Or the courthouse.
It's not a broke down palace.
Okay.
Or a hideous kinky. Remember that movie? No, you don't. But it's a fun one to remind people of. All right. As we're running the house with my dad, Chris arrives in a Geo with the entire back seat filled with assorted thrift store clothes.
Oh, okay.
He drove off to a local fair and set up our wares, but we weren't selling anything. I think we were just showing people how thrifty we were. At a local fair with maybe 100 people at it. However, Chris walked away and came back with some random ladies. Apparently, this fair was actually dedicated to Chris, and the 100 people there were mostly models and beauty pageant contestants that had decided to follow around Big C as his personal harem. What the fuck? That is clearly a dream. And while he was saying this, the forest and grass booths turn into a large mansion with granite counters and a large kitchen and cherry wood flooring, etc. I don't know what the etc. is on that. Oh, yeah, it's a stainless steel...
Marble countertops.
Inset Viking fridge.
Oh, Viking, nice.
He proceeded to inform me... Le Creuset cookware, I know how this shit works. He proceeded to inform me that if something were to happen to him, the harem would pass on to me, to which they would grant every request. He was very explicit about this... but this is Facebook. Oh, okay. He posted this on Facebook there's facebook.com/nerdist. So that's what he posts on. And this really just made me think about murdering my father, who would be me, who was still Chris, but now is wearing all my dad's clothes and stuff. Finally, you walked over to the couch made of what seemed to be some genetically modified moss and plopped down to watch your own TV show. Well, that part's true. So this happens to everyone, right? That's weird. That's very detailed dreams about mosses and grasses.
I can never remember any dream.
You never have like a crazy vivid dream?
No, not since I was.
You mean like vivid video?
Yeah, like John Jameson.
Yeah, that was a fun dance into someone's soul right there.
That's crazy.
I was living inside their head.
Tell you this about the Quemans. People leave.
Bring it.
Very long.
Yeah.
Very involved.
I say bring it.
Yeah. I say bring it.
You have another one? Or is
no,
it, were we done?
It's fucking hard to like go through all this stuff.
I did want to say to everybody that I did on my last repair as a genius at the Apple store, I wrote in the notes that get saved to the, like, it's in the system forever. It says, this is the last repair I ever did at Apple. Thanks, folks. Also, boobs are awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
You said that.
Yeah.
Oh. What are they going to do?
Well, Steve Jobs gonna fucking quit over it is what happened.
Yeah.
Boobs are, they can't argue with that. Boobs are awesome.
I don't know why people are, I mean, I don't think anyone's really surprised. The stock didn't drop that much. I wasn't surprised that he's still chairman. I mean, that means he'd basically be like a consultant.
It's no coincidence that I left.
And Steve Joe. Like,
who am I gonna cut for sushi? No one.
Steve Jobs is such an entity that I mash up his first and last name as if he were his own couple, Stijo.
Stijo.
So.
He is Stijo.
He's Stijo.
Are you Stijo?
Si.
Oh, Stijo.
Do you like the fats of pie?
Here's some from Danielle. Mm-hmm. Hi, Matt, Joni, and Chris.
Hey.
Love you guys and love the show. I've actually come to prefer the Hostful episodes. It's like hanging out with.
That's what this one is.
It's like hanging out with nerdy friends. Yay. What? Anyway, I went to a karaoke birthday party the other night, and someone did a moving rendition of Meat Loaf's I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, which is, that's Dee's song. Deanna can kill that song, like fucking tear it up. It's really awesome to see. We were having a debate about what that was. Any ideas? Anal.
Yeah. No, it's
for her
anal.
To put on, to strap on a dick and fuck Meat Loaf. That's what that is.
I feel like Meat Loaf would do that, though.
No, he probably wouldn't do that.
You know what he wouldn't do? Stop eating. What?
He lost so much weight.
Who you be on me? I'm not going to sing it. Never mind.
They're in your head, Chris.
Not going to do it anymore.
Oh.
I've been hanging out at a karaoke joint every week, you know, just for a couple hours at a time. Sure. But I don't go up. I used to.
There's a good karaoke.
You're like
at,
a fucking
All Star
kid
Lanes.
At a skate ramp. Yeah. I've been hanging out. This I don't go on.
I used to. Like, it's
I mean,
like that from the David Spade and that Police Academy movie. I can do that. That handstand stuff. I just hate it when the change falls out of my pockets.
I used to have a regular karaoke group that we would go, but they were all actually like professional.
The Scissor Sisters.
It was not the Scissor Sisters. Yeah. They were all actually professional singers and musicians and. And actors.
It was Adam Levine.
Actually, yes. He wasn't in our group. He was in a friend of mine's group. And when the first time I met Adam was at the Brass Monkey in Koreatown before
bowling leagues.
Before the Maroon 5.
Before
Maroon 5,
wow.
Yeah. Yep. I don't remember if he sang that night.
And there will be blood.
He didn't, because you would.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
you would remember.
Would we?
Yeah.
So I go to a karaoke bar sometimes.
I like karaoke. I do it. If there's a Weird Al song, I will sing it.
This is nerdy karaoke. And so they have like Jonathan Coulton songs.
Whoa.
And Paul, and they have Da Vinci's Notebook, which was Paul and Storm's a cappella band.
Wow.
Like it's nerdy karaoke. That's why I've been going. But I don't want to say the name of it because I want to keep it intimate.
Yeah, there you go.
It's on Santa Monica and Vine.
Here's some music. At Bacon, Egg, and Chase.
Like it.
Jonah, how are you going to do your boy Howard Kramer like that and not mention Dragon Boy Suede on the Costa de Queso app? Doesn't hip-hop count as satirical music? Have a summit indeed.
They're right. We should have said we should have said Dragon Boy Suede.
Dragon Boy Suede, Howard Kramer. Amazing.
Also Garfunkel and Oates.
Garfunkel and Oates.
Jonathan Coulton, apparently we didn't say.
And Coulton.
Yeah.
There were a ton that we...
Yeah, there's a ton.
Not on purpose.
No, we just...
Henry Phillips.
Here comes your friend, guys.
Oh,
my God, I can't look. Because if they're a fan, I'd feel so bad. It's a lady.
Oh, here's one from Brandon Reasoner. I finally pre-ordered The Nerdist Way. How nerd gangsta am I?
That is good reasonering. Yes.
Yay!
Oh, I hope people like the book, and I'm trying to be zen about it. I mean, it's like, I'm sure some people are going to be like, fuck you, douchebag. Don't tell me what to do. But the book is basically just, I fucked up so much in my 20s, so much. And I feel like I had to sort of turn to the nerdier parts of my brain to get out of that, the sort of the obsessive qualities and the, you know, the active internal monologue and sort of overcoming anxiety and depression and that sort of stuff. And so I hope people understand that a lot of it is sincere. Like I'm sincere. I hope.
What
I just,
chapter are the credit tips in?
There is a credit chapter.
Nice.
I think it's, you know, just like what people will hear on the Cranston episode, is that it's like, you know, it's just about the process. It's about the fact that you made the book and you put it out and then you put it, you know,
which
then,
was a wonderful process.
Yeah, yeah. And like, it's like, you know, really after that, after it's done,
out of my hands.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? It's like, you know, but you did it and it closes that chapter of your life,
and that's the end of that.
Homer Simpson.
Oh,
Max Power.
Oh,
what,
it's a good episode.
It's a great episode. Yeah. You guys ready to get out of here?
Yeah. I've been.
Do you have
here.
To go back to work?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, let's end this so you can get back to work.
All right,
I've
cool.
been in this building since 8.
8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Nice.
No one knows what that means. It's 8:30 at night right now.
Yeah, and I got to go back to work.
And this is going
to
get put up tomorrow. So,
what time do they stop having my keys downstairs?
11 o'clock.
11
o'clock.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, you're good. You're good until 11
Wait,
o'clock.
Why did you park down there for?
What do you mean? Oh, I haven't gotten the parking sorted out yet.
Oh.
So we can talk for another 2.5 hours.
I gotta go.
I just got a fucking computer.
What's your favorite book, word for word?
My favorite book?
It was the best of times. It was the blurst of times.
All right. Well, I will see you guys soon. I'm going to go to PAX and hopefully...
PAX it in.
Meet some. You just shut your mic off.
PAX it in.
There you go. It was worth it. It was really worth it, Matt. So... From Myra Bowie and Vajona.
Oh.
All right, enjoy your burrito.
Transition. And now, as promised, Nerdist podcast listener Matt Newcomb with his masterfully produced Fats of Pie.
You take a cake, you take a pie, you frost them both, and there you have the fats of pie. The fats of pie. Snacking gotta go until your gut is growing. Now you know about the fat supply. The fat supply. When your food is past your dreams and your pants just burst the seams, suddenly your blood has turned into a sweet and sugary goo. It takes a lot to finish the slice. When you're eating the fats of pie,
eating the fats of pie,
eating the fats of pie.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
The
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting. Meet easily with colleagues, even when traveling or working remotely. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com and enter the promo code Nerdist.